Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Z. Lee.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box. I'm
great! Everybody else sucks!
Let's get dangerous!
Yes, sir, random kid I just met!
It's time to check the link.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention for me.
It's all in football.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
What is up, you ducks? It is week 12 / week 13 waivers. Look ahead. Week 12 recap. All in football with stepmom Lauren and myself. And I just realized my camera is too close for you to see the wonderful Christmas tree behind me. I'm going to see if I can zoom out while I do that. Are your decorations up yet, Lauren?
No, not yet. I am saving that for Wednesday when my husband goes in for shoulder surgery. And yeah. I'm going to need something to do. Oh, I can see it. How pretty.
It's just in the corner. You didn't even get a good shot of it.
Oh, you can see part of it.
Let's see.
It looks good. Yeah.
Ooh, half of it.
Love it.
We have a new tradition now that I actually am married finally, but we have a new tradition. We get a new ornament every single year to put on the tree.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I like that. Right. Yeah. So I'm waiting till Wednesday so I can keep myself super busy while my husband's under the knife.
Do you have a problem with people who do it on December 1st, immediately after, or December 1st?
November 1st. I don't have a problem with people who do it before Thanksgiving. I don't care. Whatever.
Can you do it before Halloween, though?
I don't care. It's all you. You do you. If this is how you celebrate the holidays, that is how you roll and you work with it.
What if you celebrate Christmas in July and just never stop?
Why not? I mean, I also think that's redneck because, like, you have your Christmas lights on the front porch all year long. Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. We do that. We leave our outdoor.
Come for people in the South.
No, we leave our outdoor Christmas lights up all year round because they're such a pain in the butt to put up. We just leave them on and don't turn them on until they're around
December.
I'm pretty
sure Busch Gardens does that because there's no way they take down all those lights. And
it's crazy.
We were talking about that when we did that through there. But anyway, we're not talking about Christmas lights and everything. We're talking about week 12 and 13. And right off the top, we have somebody who doesn't wait for anything, including Christmas lights, but he doesn't also wait for a season to even be finished. Now on to his potential fourth head coach. We now have Frank Wright has already been fired. Frank Wright didn't, you can't even say one and done because it wasn't even a full one. It was like two thirds and done. He gone. I don't think this is like he was doing a great job, didn't deserve to be fired. I think letting him play out through the year, but I also think looking at Bryce Young, there was some like, why are you running the offense this way? Why are you not helping him with the side? Similar to go back to the Matt Nagy situation with Justin Fields. So I don't think it's mutually exclusive to say that like Tepper's like a knucklehead, but at the same time, this needed to happen. Do you have any hope now that this change is happening? Because it is the special teams coordinator that's stepping up for Bryce Young, for the run game, for Adam Thielen to at least rebound?
Not really. Until that offensive line can get fixed, I don't trust this offense at all. Not at all. I don't care. I mean, it stinks for Frank Reich. That's again, I think this is an offensive line issue. There could be some hope for Adam Thielen. I don't mind that one at all. I don't know how much I love the split between Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, who neither of them have really shown up. Chuba Hubbard happened to get a touchdown, which kind of sort of saved his day. But until Bryce Young can stay upright. Yeah, until Bryce Young can stay upright, I don't have a ton of hope this turning around. Unlike what happened with the Steelers, which was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Nice Guy. One win and done. He was one and done.
That is true.
I'm still trying to get through this. I'm going to fight through this stupid thing. As a, you know, the funny thing, we saw Strep on. If you missed the SiriusXM show on Saturday, that's what I'm dealing with. I'm finally, hopefully, almost over it. Normally, this is early for me. I'm usually the person that gets sick on Christmas. Like, there's so many Christmases where I was, like, laying there. My mom always tells one where I was a kid where, like, I didn't even want to open presents and come downstairs. But you know if you're a kid, how sick you must be that you don't want to come downstairs to see what Santa brought you? Here's an interesting question before we move on. One more. My PT was asking me this. You know the song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you take that to be for Santa Claus? Like, what's your meaning behind that?
Dad.
Yeah. I said the same thing. His parents swear up and down that it's a song and it's a disappointing song because it's about mom cheating on dad with Santa. Like,
what?
Exactly. I like, no. There's nobody that actually believes that's true, right?
No. That's ridiculous.
I feel like they're
absolutely
just playing like
not.
A long life con on him. That there's no
that
way.
Is a but... lot. That is a long con. That's a long con, and it's a good one. But no, because that's still trying to say that. Oh, I hope there's no children. But Santa is real. So yes, it is about mom cheating on dad with Santa.
Well, that's what it is. It's a different Santa that's not dad.
No, like, no, that's see, ridiculous. This I'm is with you. This is their parents trying to keep this lie going for their
for
older
as long
son.
As possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what else is ridiculous for a transition there is the Saints don't have any wide receivers left because everybody is hurt. Michael Thomas is on IR. Chris Olave left the game. Rashid Shaheed left the game. We were down to A.T. Perry and Lynn Bowden, everybody. I remember him in that draft and the excitement. He was Deebo Samuel before Deebo Samuel was supposed to be Deebo Samuel. Like, that was the excitement for Lynn Bowden back in the day. I have very little, like, this is somebody I was on A.T. Perry. We talked about him on Saturday. We talked about him on the Rank Show with Meany last week, and I said, I think there's more upside if he connects and hits in the NFL. He looks raw. It didn't connect in the second game. He actually wasn't even out there that much until these injuries started happening. So, that being said, are you kind of forced back into a corner where, you know what, I will take a flyer on A.T. Perry, or put it this way, Lauren, Jonathan Mingo finally hit for a week. If we're looking right now, as of today, like week 13, I told you Olave and Rashid Shaheed are both out. Would you go A.T. Perry or Jonathan Mingo with a new offensive court? Like, I mean, again, he's the special teams coach. So a new offensive system, maybe? Like, new this situation, like, everybody's happy. This is similar to the Matt Canada thing. Is like, hey, everybody's just happy smoking cigars, and, like, we're all happy. Like, the Raiders when they got rid of McDaniels. Maybe that happens. I'm just saying. Mingo or A.T. Perry for week 13. Who would you pick up?
I'm going to go A.T. Perry here, and I'm going to go that way because they're going up against the Lions, and I do think that there is plenty of opportunity for A.T. Perry to get involved. So I think the volume is going to be there, and maybe it was just an off raw game for him this week. So maybe he'll bounce back. I have more faith in A.T. Perry.
Okay.
I don't mind either of them, though. You probably have to pick up both with the Bye-mageddon we have with six teams on a bye. We're in desperation week, and that stinks.
Yes, as a reminder, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bears, I almost said Chargers. No, that's the rate. Raiders, Vikings, and Giants. So we still have to see what happens in the Vikings game tonight. But those are all the six teams on bye. Fortunately, with the Giants, there's not much to worry about there. Oh, darn. I mean, you missed out on Saquon Barkley, and that's about it. The rest is a little bit concerning across the board. But before we talk about this, because they're hitting their bye, so let's quickly talk on the Ravens situation. The bus broke down, didn't score a touchdown, wasn't a top 20 running back. The interesting thing was, is like, I was higher than most, having him like RB 18, 19, 20, somewhere around there. Somebody's like, he should be higher. And I even penciled the scenario that I gave you guys on SiriusXM. I said, what if the Chargers get out to a lead? That wasn't actually what happened. This just game was a slog and disappointing across the board. We were watching Hawkeye, the TV show. Nicole had never seen it at the same time.
What?
Because
it's
that's how
show.
Little, I know, that's how little I was checking or had to check in on this disappointing game. But they are going into their bye. This is often, and I want to talk about this from this perspective, Bijan Robinson. You're like, oh my gosh, so much better after the bye. They're giving him goal line touches. There's that, I don't want to call it a old wives' tale. I don't know what you would call it, but it's like the cliche, whatever it is, after the bye, rookie running backs get to break out even more. Do you think what we saw, because Keaton Mitchell actually had the best game of the three, Justice Hill got goal line carries instead of Gus Edwards? Just, I know. So heading into their bye, looking all the way out till like week 14, if Keaton Mitchell's out there still somehow, are you looking at this and saying, you know what? Keaton Mitchell might be the best guy down the stretch.
I would. Yes, absolutely. I am thinking that currently. It's not even what I am. And I really love him as a stash. I like Keaton Mitchell as a stash.
Okay. Then let's talk about some other news pieces here. The Falcons, which I was speaking of. Yeah.
Bijan Number Robinson. One Falcons. What?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody is involved. Tyler Allgeier getting carries. And Cordarrelle Patterson, 8 for 40+ on the ground.
He looked fun again. It was fun watching him run. It's like, yeah.
Are we going to be frustrated down the stretch? Now, here's the thing. Here's the good news about this. The Atlanta Falcons, when they do lead games and have a game at least close or in the lead, they have situations like this where it's Bijan, 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 Bijan. If you noticed in that game as well, there wasn't a whole lot of passing going on. What a surprise. Kyle Pitts stepped back in front of Jonnu Smith by default. I don't even know to put quotes on that because Jonnu Smith just kind of fell to the wayside, but it's still not like you want to start Pitts. But no, here's the rest of the schedule for the Falcons. Falcons have the Jets, Bucks, Panthers, Colts, Bears. I'm going to Bijan Robinson, top five running back the rest of the way, question mark.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is this what everybody drafted him at number two for? They look looking far ahead and was saying, you know what? After their bye, he's going to be a top five.
That's exactly why he was drafted that early, was because of this stretch. And Arthur Smith saved him just for this stretch. I'll just leave that alone. Yeah, I definitely see Bijan as being a top five running back, definitely top 10 in my opinion. And it's what he's capable of doing with almost nothing that makes him so valuable. So as long as he can get even just a modicum more of touches than he did before, which he did this week, you can see what he can do with it. So I think if they move away from Bijan Robinson, there's going to be rioting in the streets. Like, come on, you guys are in first place. Use your best player.
Well, this is what I was going to say to that, is because everybody's getting involved. I think, look, again, I'll go through it one more time. Jets, Bucks, Panthers, Colts, Bears. Outside of the Buccaneers game, because the Buccaneers still have one of the best run defenses in the league, worrisome, as we've seen them stop a lot of run games. Take that game out of the equation. I say Tyler Allgeier is a better player than Chuba Hubbard or Miles Sanders the rest of the way.
Like, I would play.
Okay.
Yep, 100% agree.
Like, I think Tyler Allgeier is in that volume of what we were doing with Zach Moss before his usage all of a sudden fell. Yep. Well, not all of a sudden, but we kind of expected it to. It just lasted longer than we thought. And I was actually back this week. The Colts went back to using Zach Moss a decent amount. Put it this way. Would you go Zach Moss or either of the Panthers running backs after what we saw in this past week? Or do you think that was a one-week aberration for Zach Moss after getting phased back out?
I would think about Chuba Hubbard over Zach Moss. But I think deep down inside, I would still go Zach Moss.
Well, here's an interesting one. Let's bring in one more to the conversation. Dameon Pierce is back. He's back. And I said on the Rank show and on the SiriusXM show, like, this is bad juju for Devin Singletary. This is Devin Singletary got bumped out of the top 20. You're like, what? After what he just did? And it's like, what did I say to you? What were my words? I know you agreed, Lauren, but what did I say on Saturday? Like, we've seen this happen with the Bills. Teams have told us, two different teams have told us, they do not want Devin Singletary to be that guy, which is weird because he succeeds more than he doesn't when he's in that role. But for whatever reason, the Bills did it, and now we have everybody. The Texans are doing it again. Singletary's back. Would you go Singletary or Allgeier? Like, next week, going forward, Singletary, Allgeier. Actually, just I'll say rest of the season, if I could talk. Singletary or Allgeier?
That's a really good one. I still think I might lean Singletary here over Allgeier. Yeah. But I don't like it. And especially next week, I would go Singletary, but just because we have so many buys coming up, but you might have to play him out of necessity. But I still think I might give the nod to Singletary. Either way, I don't like either of these situations. We're talking about a flex option at best, and it's going to have to be touchdown dependent, which stinks. So I think I still might lean a little bit Singletary there, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it's because he's Devin Singletary or Mevin Singletary, as I say. Single Merry Christmas. There you go. Maybe he does something on Christmas because it'll be Merry Christmas. Do the Texans play on Christmas? I know the Giants play on Christmas. I need to do. By the way, Lauren, can I ask you a sandwich? I want everybody to give their opinion who's listening. Is there any reason, like, because I'm one of the people that have always been like, fanmanship means something. Like, once you saddle yourself to a team, whether it's location, family members, whatever the reason is, like, there's an age of, I don't even know what to call it, like, the age of demarcation. That doesn't really make sense. But, like, it's just, like, there's a breaking point where, like, you can't switch teams. Like, when you're 6 years old, whatever, eight, nine, like, but there's, like, a breaking point, like, once you really grasp it. If something is as miserable as, like, the Panthers, so to say, or the Giants, like, can you get to a point where you're like, you know what, I'm done with this for my sanity. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm just done with this team, saddling myself to a new team. As long as you don't take a front runner. Do you ever give a pass, or is it like, you're stuck? You're stuck for life.
No, I never say you're stuck. Absolutely not. As someone who born and raised St. Louis, Missouri, and was divorced from my team, who left me to go back to their second ex-wife. But you said city, location, it doesn't matter.
I know. I just...
So it matters to me. So you are never stuck. If you want to switch it up. You switch it up if that makes you feel better about watching the sport that we love. This is about enjoyment.
So for my birthday present, like later this week, I can buy myself a CJ Stroud jersey to replace Saquon Barkley. I can do something like that. Because
You had a Kyler Murray one up forever.
I actually have a signed Kyler Murray jersey back there. I do have one. Is it under Barkley? It's buried under somebody else's.
I'm pretty sure it is, because the Barkley is newer, because Murray was always back there.
Barkley's been there for a while. Barkley was one of the OGs. He's OG.
Yeah.
Just, like,
and then it was Murray that was up there. And then, it's okay. You can definitely love players from other teams, especially since we're in
while you were on vacation, when the Giants only had their two wins, while you were on vacation, I legitimately told Meanie on the Rank Show, I said the Giants are going to win two or three games the rest of the year, and we're going to be stuck with this misery for the rest of our lives, just like always. And what they do again? They beat the Patriots, which the good news in that game, I will give you, Ramondre Stevenson season is here. So many, over 20 carries. One of four running backs with over 20 carries this week. That's just the sidebar right there. Let's talk Rams. I'm passing the sickness to you, as you call it. Says,
was I right? I think I was right about Cooper Kupp.
Oh, we're going to talk about the Rams as a whole.
I know.
We were both higher than me. Don't say you were right. I was the lowest of you three. All three of you.
It was a decoy.
You said you were worried that it was a decoy, but when we started going through rankings on Saturday, you two were higher. Meanie was definitely the highest. You were like the middle porridge thing, and I was like the one that's gone stale. I was the lowest. Although I still had Cooper Kupp inside the top 20 because you still got to take that chance. It's just for all intents and purposes. All right, let's talk Cooper Kupp. I was going to talk Kyron Williams to start, but Cooper Kupp didn't look 100%. Still has some opportunities. Here's the thing. Puka Nacua didn't do real much anyway. It was actually all Kyron Williams, some Royce Freeman, and then some Tutu Atwell, which I'm not so much concerned about Tutu Atwell. This is probably, again, because Cooper Kupp. But you brought up Kupp. What are your concern levels? Let's play our ducks here.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, who has more single-digit performances than double digits over the last five games, because granted, one of those was without Stafford, but it's not the Nacua fun that we... Essentially, once Kupp came back, this team has gone sideways. Like, it's just kind of like Kupp was good, then really bad, and then... Stafford got hurt all in between, but what are your concern levels on those two?
I think this week was a little strange because it was against the Arizona Cardinals, and Meanie brought up some excellent stats about how well the Rams play against the Cardinals, you know, division rivalry, but this was going to be a run game from the beginning. We kind of knew that going into it, so I don't put a ton of stock into this game from the aspect of Cooper Kupp is back, ergo, this is the trend moving forward. I think there's a lot of different things that went into this matchup, but I am the most concerned about Cooper Kupp. His very first catch of the game, he was down on all fours, hurt his ankle, and here we go again. I have no faith in Cooper Kupp, and that is just mind-blowing to me because I love that man, but it's just it hasn't been there. And we're going on this stretch now where you want to make the playoffs or you want to get in like far into the playoffs.
They have Cleveland this week.
It is exactly, and it's gross. Now, I do like Puka Nacua. I'm not as worried about Puka Nacua simply because of the injury to Cooper Kupp. So I'm more worried about Kupp because he's hurt. I'm not as worried about Puka Nacua because he is still healthy. I just think this was a run heavy game to start with. So I'm not going to put a ton of stock in that on the wide receiver perspective, but going up against the Browns is going to be very telling. It's going to be very telling on what we need to do, but I don't mind starting that. Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. I really am scared to start Cooper Kupp. You might have to,
I don't think either one of them are top 15 wide receivers the rest
of
the way.
It's possible not.
Here's what you got. You got Browns this week. Ravens in Baltimore the week after. Ooh. You got the Commanders in week 15. That's going to be a hell of fun if you make the first round of your playoffs because both of them, thumbs up on that one. Yep. They actually might both be top 15 that week. But then New Orleans, which Lattimore should be back by then, which only strengthens the Saints defense. It's a good defense. It's not shut down, but it's good enough. At Giants, you get that on New Year's Eve, so if you get that far, you can enjoy it. But the interesting thing is you got to get to the playoffs to enjoy two out of three good games. They have one bad game in there. So I don't know that they're top 15 the rest of the way, and I'm with you. Actually, at this point, just because of the health, I think between the two, the higher ceiling is Kupp, but what the better performances look like, they might be Nacua, even though, again, he struggled in that situation. But let's talk about the Browns. Well, actually, you know, Kyron Williams just back to be – it was funny. I sat there again on SiriusXM show, like top 10, just slam him back into the top 10, RB1. And people were like, your first game back. But here's the part. Royce Freeman still plenty involved. Royce Freeman still got a touchdown. Royce Freeman still looks good carrying the ball. Now, I don't expect the Rams to put up that kind of yardage on the ground every single game.
Right.
But does Royce Freeman deserve to be in the Tyler Allgeier conversation for you?
Absolutely. I was going to bring him up if you weren't going to bring this up before
Royce
we moved
Freeman
on.
Season?
I don't know about Freeman's season, but especially this week with all of our buys, I know that's going to be a phrase I use a lot on the show so far, which I already have, and we're 20 minutes in. Royce Freeman is definitely a pickup for me. That's a pickup. That's a play. There's so many good teams on a bye that it's heartbreaking this late in the season for this to happen. So, but Royce Freeman, he's doable. He had 13 touches to Kyren Williams, 16, I believe, had a touchdown. He was involved. It was so good all across the board in the run game that he kind of, you know, took a back seat, which is not bad when you're looking through your waivers because hopefully not everyone is going to go grab Royce Freeman.
I don't know if you caught that. I was thinking like Notorious. Like I was going to say it was Glorious, and then Notorious came into my head. So I went, Glorious. For the news pieces there, yeah, there's Royce Freeman. So you go back to the byes. We don't have Keaton Mitchell, no Gus Bus, no James Cook, Khalil Herbert, obviously, Deonta Foreman, probably back after their bye, likely not playing tonight as they speculated this entire week. And no Josh Jacobs, the Vikings guys, and Barkley. I throw those out to say this. I don't know that Royce Freeman, I was going to say, does Royce Freeman get inside the top 25 because of the six teams on the bye? But then if you look at that, most of those running backs hover in the 20 outside of Barkley and Jacobs. So I don't know that necessarily they still do. It could be an interesting feeling, as you said. I think Freeman and Allgeier are both interesting in that aspect, but I don't think they get the top 25, even though we do have six teams on a bye. Mm-hmm. Let's talk the Packers.
Oh, man.
Do we
the love, baby.
I was just about to say, do we have to sing Unbreak My Heart? Do we have to do it?
I don't know.
I can't say, because I have a section of Unbreak My Heart that I usually put into the waivers a couple times throughout the year. Oh, really? Because I had it there with Antonio Gibson a few weeks ago, and then as soon as it did it, Antonio Gibson got hurt. That was wonderful. And there's been one or two that we've done throughout the year, but I think at this point, I'm ready to, because
as the
bye
week fill-in, go ahead.
No. Here, hold on. Like, the love for love is back. Love was miserable for about six or seven games.
It was against the Lions in one of those division rivalries on Thanksgiving. That's what I'm asking.
So there you go. You can push back. Feel free to. But it's not just the Lions. It's not just the Lions game. Jordan Love had been better before that. Again, he went from being definitively one of the five, six worst quarterbacks in the league to the way he's played the last two or three weeks. He's back to that week one and two excitement. Now, granted, let's go back to week one and two and remind everybody real quickly. I'm not saying this like people are stupid, they don't remember, but just in case, the touchdown ratio was off the charts. It was like Matt Ryan 2016. Like, that wasn't going to happen and sustain throughout the entire season. Jordan Love, the bad thing was, is regression was going to come. The touchdown rate was going to continue. But the problem is, on top of it, Jordan Love also started playing poorly. So he got double whammied. But he's been playing better. Touchdowns are coming back. He's got nice options. So the pass for Love, I definitely want to give. Like, we're talking about like three or four out of five hearts here to forgive Love. Like, he's back in my heart. The big one comes down to Christian Watson. Because a few weeks ago, and we'll remind everybody on this one too, I said Christian Watson, just go ahead and drop him, or go sabotage, drop him to somebody else, trade him to somebody else, because he needs two games in a row, because he's going to have a game. He's not on your bench. You look this week. Most benches, most teams that had him didn't even start him. They miss out on the big game. And then you're going to throw him back in your lineup this week. And here's the problem. You have two scenarios. He has another good game. Yay, Christian Watson's back. We're excited. He has a bad game. What happens? He goes right back to your bench. You got the bad game and you didn't get the good game. And he goes right back to your bench and you potentially miss another good game. So are you going back to Christian Watson? Are you giving him any hearts? Are you going to go like back to Legend of Zelda and the bloop, bloop, bloop as they fill back up?
Right. I don't mind this week. They're playing up against the Chiefs. Now, on paper, this is pretty gross season long.
Yes,
I think they're in top five. But in the last 4 weeks, they're very mediocre against wide receivers and quarterbacks. So, or maybe that's just quarterbacks. Let me take a look at what my shebang here. Like, yeah, they're still pretty good shebang against wide receivers. I still don't mind it. If Green Bay can make this into a shootout, I don't hate it. I have no faith in it. I don't have, but you have to. Especially this week, you're going to have to. You're going to have to play Christian Watson and just pray that this is a really, really good game.
Well, is he even the number one Packers wide receiver for you? I think that's a bigger question.
He's the number one big play guy. He's like, he reminds me a lot of Gabe Davis.
Three, Romeo Doubs had his first down game in a while. He'd been pretty consistent. Jaden Reed looked great. Jaden Reed going to get some carry. Like, Aaron Jones, is he back? Question mark. We don't know. But mm-hmm. you have Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, and Christian Watson. Is he the number one wide receiver if you ranked the three this week specifically against the Chiefs?
I would put Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Christian Watson.
And I think that's the way you have to go as well. I would agree with that. And I expect those to be my rankings, although Christian Watson's good. Mr. Scampers, thank you. Yes, quit playing games with my heart. That's probably a better one than Unbreak My Heart. Unbreak My Heart is for Jordan Love. Quit playing
thank
games
you, Mr.
with
Scampers.
My heart.
That's how I feel.
Is Christian Watson. Here's a good one. I'll throw this out as we get out of here. Curtis Samuel, when healthy, has basically been a floor play. We've been talking about this all year long. Demario Douglas, who got hurt? Demario got hurt. I can still do it, even though I was sick. So there.
That was
he
good.
Got hurt. He got hurt. But Demario Douglas, Michael Thomas, and Curtis Samuel are essentially the same guy in fantasy. Michael Thomas is now hurt, but Curtis Samuel's back. Would you play Curtis Samuel over Christian Watson? Or is this the cliche, perfect example of floor versus upside? If you want to guarantee points, it's Curtis Samuel. Who's Washington playing?
Yeah, the
Miami.
Dolphins.
I think Curtis Samuel is the better play, but Christian Watson.
Yeah, I would. But I'm going to put an asterisk and do it depends. I think that Curtis Samuel is an excellent floor play, but Christian Watson's going to be your upside guy, but also high probability for boom. So if you need a home run, you're going to probably have to go with Watson. But I really think the safer play at Curtis Samuel here is pretty good against the Dolphins.
All right, well, this is perfect because I wanted to finish with the Dolphins for today. As a reminder, at StepMomLauren, if you want to ask her anything on Twitter, at OnlyKid, I don't know if the dollar per month is still going on at The Athletic, but if it is, you better get
in. We have a Cyber Monday deal on FTN.
Yeah, well, there you go, that too. Is it the 40% off? You don't want to use code all in, right? This is like the code all in is only 20, and this is the
40% off. I don't know. I think there's a pop-up when you go to FTN. Just go Cyber Monday stuff right now, ftnfantasy.com.
We're so good at promoting.
We're so awesome.
I mean, this is,
we're gonna
this
get
is
fired.
Amazing. I mean, if we haven't already.
I know.
Look, I'm going to do this live on the show. I'm going to go to theathletic.com and see if the dollar per month is still there because I want people to be able to enjoy the dollar per month. Like my buddy's like, still subscribe for $1. First thing that pops up. But click on one of my articles first. Do it because then I get credit for it. And it makes me look better and I can keep my job. So as we get out of here, last thing. The
40%
Dolphins.
Off with code GRAVY. Thanks,
there you go.
At FTN.
There you go.
Fantasy.
So 40% off code GRAVY, $1 a month over The Athletic. Click on waivers, ranks, whatever you might from me. Not anybody else. Only me. As we get out of here, the Dolphins is what I wanted to finish with. This was a down game for Tua. Tyreek Hill had his day. But Waddle, been hit and miss this season. Tua's been hit and miss. Actually, Tua's been very more missed than hit since the beginning of the season. With the schedule that we've brought up a lot, I've actually had in the sell column for this, you know, that's passed at this point. But for buys and sells, I kept mentioning, again, don't trade Tua if you don't get QB1 value. Don't trade Jalen Waddle if you don't get top 20 value. But here's what we got coming up. Great week to rebound at Washington. This is going to be wonderful. But Tennessee, middle of the pack. So not as good as people might think, as we just saw this past week. Tennessee's got a lot better this year on defense. But then you get the Jets, the Cowboys, and the Ravens. How many ducks do we give the do we get an infinity duck? Does Tua get the infinity duck? Tua infinity duck?
After next week, he'll get one.
So you think it's one more week left and then you're panicking?
One more
you need
week
another
of
quarterback?
Decent play, and then I think it's a little scary.
Well,
Tennessee,
then
I don't
final.
Mind. Tennessee, okay. I don't mind. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. But after that, yeah, that's infinity duck.
All right, well, then we're looking at, okay, well, last question. I'm going to set you up for this one. And we're going to come back at the end of the year, and we're going to see what was right and what was wrong. So, again, weeks 15 through 17 for your playoffs. Jets, Cowboys, Ravens, right? Got that? Got that list? This quarterback, the other one I'm going to bring up, gets the Bucs. Everybody throws on the Bucs. Gets the Panthers, middle of the pack, and the Vikings to finish things out. Without looking at said quarterback, would you start Jordan Love all 3 weeks or Tua all 3 weeks?
I'll start Jordan Love.
And there we go. It is bad. It's
see,
bad
even
juju.
Ellie agreed too.
There
I don't
you
know
go.
If you heard her barking.
I did. I was chiming in over there. And hopefully everybody enjoyed this week. Had a good Thanksgiving. Hopefully got another win. And stick around as we finish out the season, as we usually do. We'll throw in some on the ranking show, some like DFS betting stuff, just because I know some people are knocked out. But we have advice just for you guys to enjoy the rest of the year. Go put the Christmas trees up and stuff like that and enjoy life and things. And be back on Wednesday for my birthday. It'll be bad.
And Jeff's surgery.
Oh, yeah. Even worse.